The Ramen Noodle is brought to you by D. Joseph Design from djosephdesign.com, where you can get a website design, web hosting, presentation design, all sorts of cool design and new media services. From D. Joseph Design at djosephdesign.com, you have a message that deserves to look great. So make your next message look or sound a whole lot better than Flea Gone. The Ramen Noodle is also brought to you by Fleas Be Gone. Flea treatment for your home. Oh, wait. I think I've referred to that before, haven't I?
That doesn't exist. They didn't sponsor us. It's fake money.
Oh, nuts.
Which is why I don't have the microphone you have. Talking over the theme.
It's time for the Ramen Noodle, episode 25, colon P. Yeah, we really let it out of the bag.
Pardon my French.
Welcome to episode 25 of the Ramen Noodle, seasoning packets of comedy to flavor your day. I'm your host, the Ramen Noodle, sometimes known as Daniel. With me in the studio is my regular co-host, back from the dead.
Jeremy, and I didn't even know that about myself, sometimes known as Flea Gone. Again, I will point out that I am known by my real name and sometimes by my alternate ID, which is the reverse of the Ramen Noodle.
So it's like
Nomer? Nope, you've missed the point.
Oh, okay. Welcome back. I'm glad to have you back from the dead. Most people who die don't know it. I mean, did you know, dear listener, that you died 20 minutes ago? See? You didn't know you did. Told you. Also joining us as a special guest, because she's passing through, is the person that all of you know and have come to love as the cockroach girl. It is Kathleen.
Wow, I feel so, like, so honored to be considered the cockroach girl. That's not a nickname I would have ever thought that I would have had, but, you know, I feel pretty honored.
I'm tempted to say, but it fits, but I won't. So we'll skip that past. Now, Jeremy...
We'll skip that past. We'll just skip past. I mean, I can't even talking like that, I can't say it like you just said it.
We'll skip that part of the past.
We'll just skip that on past.
Well, speaking of past, though, both of you have known me for many years. Jeremy, you've known me for, we were discussing this earlier, it was for approximately too long, which is, at this moment, about 9 years.
Approximately.
Yes. And Kathleen, however, has known me even longer.
Which is approximately way too long.
Yes.
Indeed.
How many years did we figure out?
It's been just over 12. We met in December of 97.
That she remembers the date is scary.
It's probably because you did something really embarrassing.
That's the day that we started going to Bethel.
Oh.
It's not because I... Never mind, I'm not going to say that.
I left that much of an impression on someone.
Wow. Actually, I do remember the first time I saw you, but we won't go there either.
You can save that for later. Kathleen and I actually graduated in the same year class thing. Yeah. We were both homeschooled at that time, and so that's why it's like a year class thing.
Indeed, because we don't really have anything solid to call it.
Like, other than graduation.
Yes.
Yeah, which we did graduate. I graduated.
We did.
Don't accuse me of anything else.
Wow.
So, welcome, guys, to this. And this is pretty cool that... We've made it to 25 episodes.
Yay!
Woo! Where's that audience thing that happens?
Oh, yeah, the audience thing. The audience thing. The audience thing. Audience. Thank you to the dear crowd of monkeys out there who loves to clap.
They're not monkeys, but there's that one guy that always whoops and hollers, and I've told him to stop it, and he comes almost every week, and I've just said, look, dude, cool it, or I'll call security.
Who let the whoopers out? Whoop, 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 whoop.
Is he a relative of yours?
I think probably.
The whoopers. The ramen whoopers.
Band name. Bad band name.
That could go a few places too.
CLD music. I have no idea where your banana is, but when you find it, I think you should stick a banana in your ear.
Oh,
CLD music, stick a ripe banana straight into your favorite ear.
For those of you listening in the car, perhaps at the gym, sorry, in the office, he is addressing someone in the chat room. He didn't just,
yes, and the chat room
randomly.
Tonight we're starting early because Kathleen is passing through.
Literally.
And yes. I was trying to compute. Did she just say she was passing away?
Well, that's I just where I thought you were going. You got through talking about how everyone in the audience was dead and how I was back from the dead. And then you're like, and Kathleen is passing through.
This is the show where everyone gets to die at least once. Kind of like Pirates of the Caribbean 3. We have a live chat room over at theramennoodle.com/live, which is normally Monday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern. Tonight, it's just a little bit earlier at the time we're recording this. But if you're listening to this after the live show, then first of all, dude, you really missed out. Second of all, then none of the mentions of what time we started tonight will matter to you. So, but you should come back next time.
Regardless, it's Eastern Daylight Time right now.
That's correct.
At this time of the year that we're recording, which means if you live east of us, we're catching up. We are an hour closer to you, my friends.
So fear us.
Just wait till next year, Daylight Saving Time.
Yeah, except that doesn't work.
And then we're going to overtake
I
you.
Know. I try to live in the moment.
Obviously.
All right. Well, it's time for this. The part of the show where we tell what happened recently. Now, we've got a couple weeks to cover. Not like a couple weeks of recording this podcast. This is not going to be a couple week long podcast. Oh, but it could be a week couple of podcasts. However...
Absolutely.
I do want to tell you something funny. I've had this on my random noodle update list for a little while, but it kept getting bumped.
He's had this on his random update noodle mind. Noodle update mind too. Never mind.
I'm a web designer. That's what I do with D. Joseph Design. And also I work with another organization. And this organization needed a banner for their website to advertise some specials they were having in their store for March. This is a Christian organization. And what I always do when I make these banners for them...
So they celebrate March, of course.
Yes. Is I look on iStock Photo and I type in certain keywords for that month to try and find photos. So I typed in stuff like March, spring, green, all of this. In March, on March 17, is St. Patrick's Day.
Indeed.
So most of the
Otherwise
photos...
known as St. Patty's Day.
Yes. Most of the photos that I found, I couldn't use because it would be like some immodestly dressed woman wearing a green leprechaun suit skirt thing holding a pint of beer.
I have a question.
Yes.
In your department, is this particular job up for volunteers each month? Or is it your assignment month to month?
Are you saying that you want to dress up in a green leprechaun suit
and wear a pint of beer?
I'm asking if you raise your hand quickly to volunteer for this job of creating this banner every month.
No, it is my responsibility that they give this project to me every month.
Ah, that's special.
Yeah, that's why it was March.
Special. March special.
Special. It's real special. I'm special.
CLD special. Music in the chat room suggested Green Beer Day, which I also almost said without even seeing that.
Green beer.
And that comment is more on topic than ham. Where's my banana?
Yeah. Yeah. So, needless to say, why do people say needless to say? Because if it's needless to say, then why say it?
I think that's needless to say.
Okay, then I won't say what I was going to say. Jeremy, what is your random noodle update?
I forgot.
You forgot.
Don't I always forget? As he takes
as
a drink.
As I take a swig of my...
A swig. I like that word. Swig is so, going to be a future noodleism, except it's not a phrase.
Swig. Swig bucks.
I had an update and I have forgotten what it was.
Yeah, you'll remember it at the end.
It's my random noodle updates are truly random. I insert them wherever in the podcast I think of them.
Yeah. It just needs a little segue sound for Jeremy.
I'm still going to kill you. I need, like, podcasting tools so I can torment you.
I offered to let you plug in your iPhone to the mixer board.
That's right.
Oh, that's true.
I conveniently forgot, but it was kind of inconvenient that I forgot.
Kathleen, do you have something funny, random that happened within the last week or two?
Oh, dear.
If you want to hear something sad, I'm going to my calendar right now to look at the last couple of weeks to see what I did so that I'll remember if I have...
Check your Twitter. See what you tweeted within the last couple of weeks.
That's actually not a bad idea.
Well, I will say a slightly embarrassing moment that I had.
Ooh, yes. This is going to be good, I can tell.
So I'm in my last semester of college, and I'm taking a class on American Lit. And... I had turned in a few weeks ago a paper on a short story that we had read, and I thought, you know, the paper was really good. And I went to write the
Did
second
you eat
paper.
It? No, whoa, this paper is really good. A little chocolate syrup on it. It'd be wonderful.
Is that how you think she talks?
Clearly he needs his ears cleaned, but on with my story before I was so rudely
interrupted.
I was going to say introducted.
Oh, that's different.
No, that was earlier. We already did the introductions.
Well, so I went to reread the instructions because we were supposed to write one paper on a short story and one paper on a poem. Well, I read the directions and I realized we were supposed to write a paper on a short story that we had not read in class. I wrote the paper on a story we had read in class, which made me feel extremely moronic and stupid. Yeah, that's a very fitting sound effect for that, because that's about what happened in my head when I saw that. So, yeah, anyway.
Oh my goodness.
I can't imagine what Dr. Long was thinking when she saw that. Like, does she know how to read? Does she know how to follow instructions?
Hold on. You have a professor named Dr. Long?
I do.
Are his, like, sessions that he gives really long and boring?
Well, his name is Mary Beth.
What? His name is Mary
the
Beth?
The his was emphasized so as to make fun of you for your assumption.
Yes, indeed.
Wait.
And we've confused the ramen noodle.
So this
that's
is
easy to do, by
look,
the way.
Get this through your ramen noodle. All right.
This is a female doctor.
Yes, this is a female okay. professor. Indeed.
At first I thought...
Dr. Long and Boring.
His name is really Mary Beth. In my school, there was a video that we watched that was very boring, and it was by a guy whose last name was Oldham, but it was spelled O-L-D-H-A-M, Old Ham.
Well, I once had a doctor whose name was Dr. Payne.
Nice.
And in addition to that, I knew a family of chefs whose last name was Gross. Spelled G-R-O-S-S, so.
Oh, Chef Gross.
I can see their website now. Another gross creation. Give gross your family a gross meal tonight.
Grossbakery.com.
You know, in the neighborhood where I grew up in College Hill, we had a bakery called Grody Baker.
Oh, my.
Oh, I want to visit.
It would not have been.
Gee, I wonder why.
Speaking of wanting to visit, a black man emailed us or called us in again. So let me read his. He sent two messages.
So
these are actually a month apart. I can't remember if we played this first one or not. But
I know who you're talking about, so I'm not offended.
I figure that I'll just, you know, include both of his messages so I can archive these things. He says, "Hi, this is a black man, and I saw you really loving Buzz. And then, you know, it's like name earliest it, and they're going to fix it. Later angle, and I was trying to thinking about when June is because I've been waiting for the BlackBerry at to see if that would make it more font. And every time I check, it says it's coming soon."
Did you mention that this is...
Oh, that's courtesy of Google.
Yeah, voice. He always starts reading, quote-unquote, these voicemails and forgets to say that it's the Google voice translation.
So here's...
That makes me feel a lot better.
Google does a great job. Here is a black man's voicemail.
Hi, this is Zach Mann, and I saw you were really loving Buzz, and you know, it's like they released it and they're going to fix it later, I hope. And I was trying to think about when soon is, because I've been waiting for the BlackBerry app to see if that would make it more fun. And every time I check, it says coming soon.
Okay, thanks.
And then he died.
He died too.
I hope not really.
But then, yes, did you have something to add?
Oh, I don't know that my comment was going to be constructive.
Oh, okay. That's okay.
If you could even remember.
Oh, I was going to say that sometimes when the transcript is kind of close and you read it and then you play the voicemail, I start to get bored. Just being honest. Just going to put that out there.
Okay.
If it's really close.
A month later, this black man was resurrected and he called us again. He said, "Hi, this is Command, and I had a question about the slow food movement." Oh. Is this like a religious thing?
No, I was thinking it was like the food symphony or something like that.
The adagio movement.
I guarantee you movement. That is not where Daniel's mind went.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Because I found out I could cook macaroni and I cracked.
And what now?
Did it say I cracked?
It says I cracked.
Oh, good. It's actually better than the possible.
Yeah, that's a CK in there. But, and we can get... I thought she fell over. But, and we can get through it all. Really good idea. I've been.
Me too.
I want to work and came back in advance, so I was just wondering how long you could. Ramen noodles in the crock pot. Ramen noodles in the crock pot. Ramen noodles in the crock pot. What are you going to do with your ramen noodles in the crock pot?
Jeez.
Oh, my word.
Okay, here's what he really said.
Oh, good.
Hi, this is Zach Mann, and I had a question about the slow food movement.
That's really what he said.
Wait a
what
minute.
Does that mean?
The slow food movement.
Did we? Okay, is that as opposed to fast food? Is that something we talked about, or is that just something that happened? And by happened, I mean something that is actually true in the world.
I guess it's really true. Wait,
something that's actually understandable. I think I need more coffee.
Let's play this again and see.
I had a question about the
slow food.
I'm sure I've heard.
Yeah, well, Zachman has a question too.
Obviously.
Yeah.
More than one. So are these voicemails that have actually been sent to you?
Yes, from real people who have died and come back to life to call us.
Oh,
but you have to die first before you
who have been dying to call us.
Oh, that makes more sense.
Yeah.
Okay. Finally,
or dying from calling us. I don't know.
Looks like
that's probably more accurate.
He's the only one who's called back several times.
Yeah, he's our caller.
You have a regular, Daniel.
I do. He's almost a co-host.
He lied. He lied though once. The first time he said he was Pierre. And that he was offended by...
Oh, no, he could be French. He could really be French.
Well...
I mean, his accent kind of sounds French, so maybe he is really French. But he has yet to do me a favor and make fun of Cincinnati, because it's, like, open territory to make fun of.
Whoa,
you have to listen to a past episode about that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. We're not going to talk to
you
about it.
So, back to the slow food movement.
Still listen to the archives, man.
Wow. I had a question about the slow food movement. Because I found out I could cook macaroni in a crock pot.
Oh, okay, so he didn't crack.
Oh.
Cooking it 3 or 4 hours was a good idea, but I went to work and came back and had paste.
Oh.
So I was just wondering how long do you cook ramen noodles?
Oh.
Can you really cook ramen noodles in the crock pot?
I want to know how to make macaroni paste, but I guess now I know.
Well, you can do that on the stove, too. You don't have to do it in a crock pot.
Oh, and I'll bet it would be faster.
But why would you want to make ramen noodles in a crock pot? They only take 2 or 3 minutes.
Yeah, really.
It takes you that long just to set up the crock pot.
And then longer to wash it.
In the chat room,
put it away.
They have sent us links about slow food. And I also did Google it at NKY Jennifer's suggestion. Slowfood.com exists.
Yeah, so I don't know if I'll check out these links or not, but apparently if it's on Wikipedia, there's even a .com, slowfood.com.
Slow Food is a non-profit, eco-gastronomic member-supported organization. That's what it says. Eco-gastronomic member-supported organization. That sentence could use some rewriting, and it's not even finished.
That's a very colorful website.
A member-supported
website.
Gastronomic non-profit organization.
Eco-gastronomic member-supported organization. I'm not getting past that. Anyway, rewrite your sentence.
You have to pass that one.
Yeah, well, it's eco-gastronomic, which is interesting in and of itself. They put a comma after non-profit, but not between eco-gastronomic and member-supported. There's not a hyphen between gastronomic and member, which is probably good. But
this is really interesting.
Gastronomic members since 1989. Oh, my goodness. Okay.
This moment brought to you by grammar or something like that.
Find some somewhere today.
And, of course, we're dancing all around the gastronomically challenged elephant in the room. But
So, if you want to call in... If you want to call in and let us make fun of you on the show with your own voicemail or speak French or want to email in your own stories and ramen noodle experiences, then you can send those to call in to 859-353-4332 or email me at theramennoodle.com. That's the email address, me@theramennoodle.com. And
did I get me
voice
too yet?
Audio is welcome. Is what, huh?
Did I get me too at theramennoodle.com?
No, yet? Not yet. Do you really want that?
Sure.
I could set it up for you. Or you can email Fleegon at me too@theramennoodle.com.
But not yet.
But wait until Daniel sets it up.
Yeah.
Otherwise.
Which might be never.
Wait until you get an
you'll
email
get one of those
saying
annoying
that.
Little messages.
We will email all of you in the entire world when Jeremy's email is working.
Oh, wow.
Bum, bum, bum.
Bum.
And you can also leave a comment at the show notes, which will be at theramennoodle.com/podcast/25.
Hey, you're good at that.
Not 24.
Refusing to be interrupted thing.
Yes. Yes. 25, not 24. 24 was 2 weeks ago. That's 24. So 2 weeks ago.
Or you could, like, you can't listen to one episode per hour and get through them all in a day anymore.
Wow. Whoa. That's cool. We now provide more than a day's worth of entertainment.
Wow. They're not each an hour well, long.
A day's
but
worth of listening,
but you could put commercials in and put them on TV.
That would be frightening.
That would be awesome to be on TV.
Yeah.
Nobody
all our past recordings.
Only the six people who...
Hey. Where is your faith? I thought you were like a fan, too.
She is.
Yes, but my enthusiasm is manifested in very odd ways.
Oh, boy. They're talking about manifestations of enthusiasm over there.
So, enthusiasm manifested.
I think it's that sounds like the name of a book or a church or something.
A band name.
It's like Manifest Destiny, except it's Manifest Enthusiasm.
Manifest Enthusiasm.
Methuselah.
Hey, yeah.
There you go.
Methuselah Enthusiasm.
.com.
I'm sure he had lots of enthusiasm because he was alive for a very long time, and that would take a very enthusiastic person to
yeah, either that
make
or
it 900
like
and however many
the biggest
years.
Downer ever.
Yeah.
But probably not.
That's true, too.
So now it's time for your weekly noodleism. The part of a show where we take a common saying and twist it to humorous extremes.
Oh, dear.
Today's weekly noodleism is brought to you by Jeremy. Like, no, really, it's brought to you by Jeremy.
Yeah, I'm not sponsored. I'm not paying. I'm just working. Give me a moment to remember what it was. Yes, I remember. So this week's noodleism, and I just started my new sentence/paragraph with so, which is actually a major annoyance of mine, but that's not the noodleism.
My annoyance is when people end sentences with so, or conversations with so.
So.
Anyway.
This week's noodleism is letting the cat out of the bag. Because, you know, can you imagine if you actually did that? What if you had a cat in a bag? It might be kind of mad. So it
you
might.
Is this say a Dr. Seuss noodleism?
The cat in the bag.
So. Yeah, people say it to mean that they, you know, exposed a secret. Maybe they weren't supposed to. But I'm picturing more like if you've got this angry cat in a paper bag, like a grocery bag, and you let it out.
Paper bag.
The paper bag wouldn't survive. It would have to be like a laundry bag
or something
like that.
And, you know, and
can you do
stuff.
That again?
No.
Oh.
Not on
Don't
demand.
Worry. I will, after this episode is over, I will go back and clip that, and it will be a new sound effect.
Clip you in a minute. So, yes.
What would the cat be doing in the bag in the first place?
Oh, dear.
Well, I mean, if someone would have to put the cat in the bag.
And
hopefully you wouldn't put a mean cat in a bad bag, whatever that means.
Hopefully the cat's declawed, too, because otherwise it'd just shred the bag to pieces.
Like new wine and old wine skins.
See, I'm not like a cat
something
expert.
Like that.
But it could be a canvas bag, in which case it would keep a clawed cat.
But
clawed cat keeper. Made of canvas.
Canvas isn't as indestructible as you might think, though.
Oh. Are you telling us you've done this?
Well,
so our next topic.
Wouldn't you put a cat in a bag because you're going to throw it off a bridge to kill it? Like throw it into a river?
No, that's puppies. People do that with puppies.
No, that's puppies. Puppies are the ones you throw off the bridge. Cats are the ones you put in the trash compactor.
And you have to remember the rocks that go at the bottom of the bag.
Whoa. No animals have been harmed in the making of this podcast. I can't actually vouch for by the host prior to the recording of this podcast.
Oh, I've killed some cats before.
You really should not say that because
you're going to get PETA coming down on
exactly.
You.
Well, by killed, he means petted and loved
to death.
So why isn't the saying they let the puppy out of the bag? Because that would seem like a good thing, like an act of charity that here's someone put this puppy in a bag and threw it off a bridge, and I rescued it, and I let the puppy out of the bag.
Letting the cat out of the bag is not actually supposed to be necessarily a good thing. It's just that I'm saying it's worse than you think.
The cat's way better in the bag.
Yeah.
Cats in the bag. What you gonna do with the cat in the bag?
Because that is one mad cat by this time.
Not a mad cow, mad cat.
Right.
Just clarifying.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
The cow wouldn't fit in the bag, no.
Well, it could be a really big bag.
It's too busy jumping over the moon. That's why it won't fit in the bag. It's a jumpy cow.
Is that why some nights the moon isn't full? Like there's a cow in front of it on its way over?
Yes.
That could be it.
Did I mention I was sort of sleep deprived and caffeinated again?
Yeah, and I've driven 10.5 hours today, so anything that comes out of my mouth, yeah.
I think this makes a much better podcast when you're like this. Both of you.
It makes a better podcast that I'm here, period. So.
I think once again you've managed to offend our listeners because there is the comment that, and I quote, "I feel like a bad person now for listening."
No, you just go let that puppy out of the bag and you'll be a good person.
That's not the noodleism.
Oh, don't let the cat out of the bag.
That's another way to look at the noodleism, not to belabor this point any further, but well, actually I'm going to. You know, we usually do say it as a bad thing, and I'm saying it's a bad thing. But if it's a nice cat and it's in a bag that didn't make it angry, and maybe it's a declawed cat, then letting the cat out of the bag is a good thing. So I could send you all off to go let the cat out of the bag.
But what if the cat is too dumb to find its way out of the bag?
As most cats are.
I don't know. I'm reminded of how this came into my mind. And I want to know, Ramen Noodle, if you are going to let the cat out of the bag tonight.
I am.
Okay, but that's later.
But before I do, I first want to share something based on the noodleism a couple weeks ago. Remember, I told people, take common chat sayings like LOL or ROFL or BTW or anything like that.
He's logged a lot of extra keystrokes in the last couple of weeks, let me tell you.
I've consumed internet bandwidth with this one. So I said...
Oh, that makes so much more sense now. You did it to me the other day. Yes. I was like, what the heck?
So it's spell out the letters in the abbreviation. So BTW, instead of the letters BTW, would have been BEETEE --U. That's how I was writing.
Now, if it were possible, actually, it is possible because I will have a copy of this podcast. I am going to clip that out, my friend, and it is going to be a sound effect of mine.
Oh, boy.
BEETEE.
Are you going to remix it as a little jam song?
A little jam song? By golly, it's going to be a little jam song.
Well, so I've started doing it even to smileys. And you told me people do sometimes speak greater than three, which makes a heart symbol. If you type greater than symbol and a three,
it's true.
It makes a heart. And you said that some people actually do say greater than three.
Or actually less than three.
Oh, yeah, less than three. Oops, I need to change the message somewhere.
Greater than three would look like, I don't know, stabbing a pigeon.
Wow, we are violent to animals in this episode.
It is greater than three.
No, it would be less than.
No, it's not.
Less.
Because the little brackets go that way. And I added that sound effect for the people who are listening and not watching live. Because the other way would be...
Okay, well, I don't agree, but that's fine. I don't have to agree.
It's like less than, greater than.
Yeah.
Well, I know that, but see, the bigger side is towards the three, and that means it's greater than.
No, because if you have a number before the symbol, that number is smaller because that part of the symbol is smaller than the bigger one. So it would be like one less than three. So it would look like one heart.
Moving right along.
Okay, so I did this. I've been doing this, and I even played with some smiley faces, and I've got to tell you one that
soundbite
was embarrassing.
I've played with some smiley faces. The people at the bank were giving me weird looks. And the lady at the grocery store. Some woman hit me with her purse on the sidewalk.
I was helping her get the cat out of the bag. I didn't know it was her Shih Tzu puppy in her purse.
Uh,
So one of my favorite symbols is sometimes used to emphasize sarcasm.
Sarcasm.
Or I think I'm going to say it that way from now on. Sarcasm. I like it.
It's your sub noodleism of the week.
Sophisticated.
A sarcasm.
I mean noodleism
or whatever.
Noodleism.
Anyway, and that is when you add a colon. And then you have the capital letter P.
Slowfood.com.
And so the way that I wrote this out was colon P.
Nice.
C-O-L-I-N-P-E-E.
C-O-L-I-N?
No, that's colon. That's not colon.
C-O-L-I-N. One L. However I just said it.
No. We're taking issue with
C-O-L-O-N.
The I.
C-O-L-O-N. It's not C-O-L-I-N.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what...
Because C-O-L-I-N is colon.
C-O-L-O-N. I can't spell right now.
I love that these conversations in the last 5 minutes have come in the episode where being homeschooled was discussed at length.
So it came out as colon P. Oh my god! I did not mean to say it like that. It just came out as colon P.
That's not anatomically correct.
When I let the cat out of the bag, it just colon peed all over me.
I'm going to leave that one alone.
Is that like Colin Powell?
Oh. Wow. Well, he would be colon pee now, wouldn't he?
Exactly.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
I have the hiccups.
Oh, wow. I love it when I can laugh that hard.
It's a good workout.
Yes.
It gives me a headache, but it's a good kind of headache.
It hurts, but you know, it's the good kind of hurt.
Exactly.
I seriously.
There is no good kind of hurt. I'm just here to say that.
Oh.
Oh. Okay.
Well, that was a mood killer.
Yeah, in the chat room, they're now doing last week's noodleism. TTYL. Yeah. Oh.
Tool?
Anyway.
Tool?
Wow. So, speaking of letting the cat out of the bag, I have a cat to let out of the bag. And it's not going to colon pee all over everyone.
Every all over.
This is a good thing.
There is a reason behind my recent attempts to rebrand the podcast. By rebranding the podcast, how I've been trying to come up with a new tagline instead of saying seasoning packets of comedy from the life of a bachelor.
And he's mostly just started to say the old one and then stopped mid-sentence and been like, I mean, wait, it's this new one.
Yeah, rebranding on the fly like that is a little bit difficult. On the fly would make a good noodleism.
Absolutely.
We'll have to remember that one.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
So my special announcement is, both of you already know this because you're close enough friends that I've told you guys. Although
because I found that on Facebook.
Yeah, I forgot to let you know.
So if you're listening to this podcast, seriously, and this is the first time you're hearing this news and you formerly thought that you were a good friend of Daniel's.
I'm here to tell you that's probably still true.
He just kind of got distracted or something. Yeah. And so now he's overstating. Really, I'm talking because you don't have a drum roll. Do you have a drum roll?
No, but I have an audience to clap when I'm done.
Okay. Is that guy still here?
My announcement is the ramen noodle is no longer a bachelor. Sorry, ladies. Which means I'm engaged to be married later this year.
It's a miracle.
Nice.
See, I've been wanting to say that for a very long time.
Let's see.
So no. Now you know that the impossible can happen.
It can indeed, wow. Because it just has.
Like, the way you announced that just now, though, is mm-hmm. kind of controversial. You said you're no longer a bachelor, which makes you sound married. The definition of bachelor is a man who is not and has never been married.
This is true.
But it also says, or is not otherwise presently engaged.
Not
or
here.
Present.
Here we move on to zoology.
Where are you looking? On dictionary.com zoology? Or Wikipedia?
I'm looking on my dashboard because I have a Mac.
Oh.
Well, oh, my word.
I forget where it
you
comes
have the
from.
The definition of bachelor. Anyway, bachelor technically is supposed to mean someone who is not otherwise in a relationship with someone. So I've not been a bachelor for a while. But bachelorhood will totally cease.
Why do they call it a bachelor party then?
Oh, wow. Let's not go there.
I don't know. People with bachelor's degrees all get together and do stupid stuff.
Okay. Everyone's homework for this week is to email me at theramanoodle.com with what you understand the definition of bachelor to be. But otherwise, congratulations, Daniel,
you know,
on your engagement and not elopement.
I have to say something
here. Yes.
Which Daniel does not know.
Okay.
But it has to do with the fact that I found out on Facebook, which really kind of peeved me, but that's okay. I forgive him because, yeah, he's a friend. Anyway.
Daniel is a friend of mine.
I got home from my parents' house late Saturday night, and I saw like all of these lists of congratulations, and I was like, what? And you didn't tell me. And so the next morning, I'm lying in my bed, soundly asleep, when I get a text message from Daniel trying to make amends. Now, let me tell you, waking the person up from a sound sleep is not a way to do it. There is a time difference between here and where I live, Daniel, just so you know, because it was like 7 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, ouch.
Me.
Whoa. So.
Yeah. Anyway,
that's great. You leave your phone on when you sleep?
I do. What if there's an emergency?
You sleep?
What if it, like,
you're a college student,
changes the way that your body regenerates?
What? My body doesn't regenerate.
Oh. Okay. Well, then you're safe.
Oh boy. Yeah. So all of that to say, the rebranding of the ramen noodle. How I've changed it to seasoning packets of comedy to flavor your day. I may still change that a bit. But going forward, the podcast will continue because I've been trying to grasp more this idea of life amateur, because I'll still be a life amateur for a while. And
Ever. What?
Even once I get married, I'll have more stories to tell and funny things and mistakes that we make together and trying to figure out this thing called marriage that...
Things that he says that no husband should ever say, you know, stuff like that.
I am already working on my stand-up comedy script for later this summer, and it will be relationship-focused. It'll have some things about differences between men and women and
oh dear,
certain funny things about that, yeah, and relationships, and I think it'll go over great. Yeah.
It'll
go over like a lead balloon.
A lead balloon.
That's a quote balloon from one of my professors, actually.
Is your betrothed going to appear, quote unquote, on the show?
Is she? Yes.
At some point, yes. In fact, she was in the chat room 2 weeks ago. Yeah.
I still have to meet this girl.
Yeah, you do. Her name is Jenny.
So I didn't
some
know if
of
we were
you
disclosing
that
so
were
I
in the
quickly.
Yeah, I noticed. That's okay. Some of you who were in the chat room may have noticed that she was in the chat room last week.
Well, you have to remember, I can't see what you guys are seeing on the screen.
Well, I'm going to mention it in a moment. Okay. So that announcement is me effectively, finally, letting the cat out of the bag. Yes. You got to put some more bass into it.
Nope. It is what it is.
doink.
Okay, this has been a great episode. We never even got to a feature or your favorite section, Jeremy, Bachelor Boot Camp, but we are at
best episode ever.
Oh, I'm going to put you in a bag. Throw you over a bridge.
Just make sure he's declawed.
Yeah. Wow.
I better declaw you first. Hold on. I've got some nail clippers over here. Which one would work better, the toenail clipper or the fingernail clipper?
Well, I have both. Declaw you.
Or we could
Wait, is the episode already over?
Almost. Yeah, I just gotta like do my little outro stuff.
That's like the fastest ever episode. Like the fastest
45 minutes.
Ever 45 minutes. It seems like it's been five.
We could record another episode after this.
It's much faster if you're actually talking.
Which is
listening.
Why you did it earlier, so that I could go.
So, sorry there was no featured story, and sorry there was no Bachelor Boot Camp, or maybe you're happy about that, like Jeremy is happy about that.
I think an engagement is a good featured story.
Yeah.
And maybe the way in which...
I will say a funny thing about the engagement. No, I'll save it later. It's got to be a featured story.
Okay.
Yeah.
All
featured
right.
story sometime soon will be about the engagement because a lot of funny things did happen.
Oh dear.
And
wow.
Funny stories that will live on.
Sounds bachelor-esque.
I have another feature story to send in at some point, actually.
Or a random ramen noodle experience.
He's like, that's where just
well it it could be considered a ramen noodle experience.
There will be no reenactments of my proposal.
Wow.
Someone in the chat room asked. All right, so let's wrap up this episode. I want to remind everyone that you can join the live episode at theramennoodle.com/live every Monday night at 8 p.m. Eastern.
For this Monday night.
Yeah, except for tonight. But if you're here at 8 p.m., well, you'll be here in a few minutes.
You'll be here for the post show.
Anyway. You can also subscribe to the show over at theramennoodle.com. If you have iTunes, please subscribe through iTunes, theramennoodle.com/iTunes. Especially leave a 5-star review. If you type into your web browser, theramennoodle.com/iTunes, it jumps straight to the iTunes page and you can leave a 5-star review there.
Or an honest one.
This is always what I'm saying.
Or you can send in your stories and feedback and questions and whatever else to me@theramennoodle.com. That's me@theramennoodle.com. You can call those in to 859-353-4332. If you want to leave all sanity behind, you can follow me on twitter.com/theramennoodle. And you can follow Jeremy on
Twitter at twitter.com/Phlegon. That's PHLEGON.
And Kathleen is not on Twitter. She doesn't have a website. She doesn't have a podcast.
I do have a website.
Did you really want to share it or not?
Sure, why not?
Okay.
Maybe I'll get more than two people who read it.
You might get spammed. Okay, what's your website address?
Zanga.com/citygirlyank.
So that's Xanga.
Yeah, it's not Zanga.
Yeah, it's not the people that make Mafia Wars. That's Zynga.
That's Zynga.
We all pronounced it differently. Z-Y-N-G-A.
That's Xena, warrior princess.
Okay, so give that web address one more time.
It's zynga.com/citygirlyank.
Cool. Yeah, and someday you ought to hire D. Joseph Design from djosephdesign.com to get like your own blog.
Maybe D. Joseph like, Design will just decide that I'm a good enough friend that he'll just do it.
Maybe make up for something.
So if you want to send any comments,
lots
then
of things,
please.
Actually, he's got a list about that long to make up for. So.
Yeah, it is a very long list.
Indeed.
You can also comment on the show notes and get any links to any of these things that we've mentioned over at theramennoodle.com/podcast/25. Thank you very much for joining the live show, everyone in the chat room. We had several people in here. It was great. Thank you for subscribing. Hopefully you're subscribed. But above all, thanks for listening.
And go let the cat out of the bag.
Indeed. I am
Find more great clean podcasts like this one at cleancasts.com.
Okay, now you may speak.
That was great.
What should we call this episode?
I think we
the
should
Rambles
call...
episode, because that's pretty much what we did.
The one with all the rambling.
The one with all the what?
The ramble rambling. Noodle.
I still think it would have been really funny if you had just like bleeped out every other word that I said, because nobody, practically nobody on there knows me, and so they don't know that I don't have a foul mouth, and that could have just been really funny.
So what should we call it? Colon P.
I don't know if you should. Well, maybe with the initial. Like, I mean, now you have to do Colin.
Colin.
Since that's how you spelled it.
Colin P.
Colin. Like, yeah.
That's
like,
how I spelled it the first time. C O L I N is how I spelled it the first time.
Because he doesn't
that
know how to spell.
That should be the title. Let the Colin P out of the bag.
Colin.
Let the
Colin
out of the bag.
Colon P the cat bag Shih Tzu.
No. That last part was.
Woo! So are we over?
Yes, we're over.
We are over.
Except we've never begun.
I need to record the episode title.
Oh, he's like, my work's not done, people. Stop talking.